According to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA, the lower 48 states had the second driest October on record, tied with October 1963. The only one drier was October 1952. So if you happen to take a soil sample back in October or even in early November, the readings might be a bit skewed.
If your levels of potassium are coming back lower than you normally see, you know, maybe don't trust that completely, because that potassium does get trapped there in the soil and may not actually show up on a soil test.
That's agronomist Stephanie Zelenko with AgriLiquid, who says you need to go back and look at previous soil tests to help.
So hopefully the last 2 or 3 years there's one, and kind of use that as a guideline. I also go with history. You know what you normally apply for potassium, so this is not the year to probably cut back on that, because it's going to need some additional potassium, especially in areas that we pulled off extra crop than we, you know, typically do. We could have some additional mining in the soil. And so I like to still look at that current soil test, but kind of go back in history on that potassium to make sure I'm addressing it like I should be.
She says the folks at AgriLiquid are there to help throughout the process.
All of our sales team is trained to look at that soil test, and that's kind of what we pride ourselves on. We like to look at that soil test, find those missing links. We do a lot of research, so we know what nutrients are going to give a good return, and then we kind of marry those two together, you know, knowing that soil test, knowing what nutrients respond well, and that helps guys spend that dollar the best possible way.
You can learn more about what they have to offer at AgriLiquid.com. I'm Eric Pfeiffer.